John Barron was 14 years old. Just. Yesterday, he thought. I was 14 yesterday, and nothing changed. He wasn't sure what he wanted to change, or how it should change, or even why it should change. But he wanted something to change, and nothing had, and he felt cheated. He stopped halfway between the house and horse barn and smelled the air, looked at the mountains to the west. It was early summer, and summers in Wyoming were hot, but it hadn't been hot yet, and he wondered if rain would break the cool spell and bring hot weather. They said weather came from the mountains, and it smelled of rain, and maybe it would change things. There it was again, he thought. Change. Why did he want it to change? Heat made the sheep stink more, and die more, and get sick more, and they weren't up in the mountains yet. Why hope for heat? Four dogs, drawn by the sound of the screen door slamming, came running from in back of the barn. They were border collies, named Pete, Billy, Jenny, and Peg, for working the sheep. They climbed on John, and he petted them and ruffled their hair. He scratched where something had bitten the back of Peg's neck, black fly, mosquito, tick, or all of them. Once petted, the dogs swirled around him, made dust, and were gone. John was wearing Levi's and cowboy boots, and a denim shirt and a straw summer western hat, and when he lifted the hat, there was a white line where the hat kept the sun from burning. The rest of his face was past burned, past tan, looked like brown leather. He had wide blue eyes and a straight mouth. He looked exactly like his father, who was also named John Barron, who looked like his father had looked when he was young, and his father who had started the ranch where they still lived. The Barron Spread, they called it. They said the old man, dead for 30 years, had come west with a gun and two horses. He was mean, John's father had told him on one of the rare occasions when they talked. Meaner than nine hells. He just said, this is mine, and nobody dared argue. He had claimed 960,000 acres of Wyoming, with nothing but that gun and two horses and a half-broken saddle, and made the claim stick. Made the Barron Spread his, and all his. Then he sent back east for a mail-order bride. Her name was Emma, and she tamed him some, and then turned as tough as him. She had John's grandfather in the back of the chuck wagon during Roundup, was out one day having the baby, and then went back to cooking for the hands and kept John's grandfather in an old dynamite box next to the stove. The wagon was still there next to the barn, dried and weathered and not used, but sitting there. All of this John knew. All of this he'd been told and told again to be proud of it, to know it and take pride in it, because it was family pride, and that was the only kind of pride to have, even though it was all gone. The ranch was called the Three Bar S now, and had all sheep, and was owned lock, stock, and barrel by Eastern corporations who had taken it over when banks had foreclosed during the Great Depression because John's grandfather had made bad loans and didn't understand how to save money and be mean the way his father had been. The family was still there. They had never left. The corporations hired them to run the ranch, paid the family to stay and take care of things, be caretakers on their own place. But they owned nothing, the Barrons. And were supposed to be proud, John thought, looking at the old wagon where his grandfather had been born. Proud of nothing. Of being 14. Of nothing.